Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Plan to reopen America. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, President Donald Trump released guidelines called Opening Up America Again. It includes a three-phase approach to help state and local governments when reopening their economies, getting people back to work, and continuing to protect American lives after many schools, churches, and businesses closed due to the coronavirus. The president said, America wants to be open, and Americans want to be open. A national shutdown is not a sustainable long-term solution. That is so true. This shutdown has caused so much damage. In fact, for the first time in the history of America, the oil futures are at a negative number.
Wow.
I'm talking about, you mean the oil is given away? It's not even worth a penny? Now, think about that. You think about even buying a barrel of oil for a buck. Wow. But we're talking about they reached a negative number. There was my mother-in-law and father-in-law have been, they're elderly, and they've been trying to sell their place in Oklahoma so that they can move to be with their granddaughter, our daughter. And they have a place for them, and that's where they'd like to be. It seems like it would be suitable for them. And they've been trying to sell their property in Oklahoma to be able to make the move. They're in their mid-80s. And so really time is of the essence to be able to get them to a place. They had a person who is actually in the oil business come to their property to check it out. But on the day he was going to come, the oil futures dropped to a negative number, and he canceled. Now, that's just a little piece of the pie. You know, right. We're talking about the catastrophic consequences of the shutdown have pushed us to near unemployment rates of the Great Depression. Lots of people are on unemployment. Lots of businesses have been hit, and President Trump has said it's time to begin the process to reopen America. And therefore, he put three phases out. The first phase begins on May the 1st, which is a Friday. And that is the first phase. In that phase, he lists certain businesses, and it's a proposal. Different states may be able to do things earlier. Some may not follow those guidelines in every respect. But in phase one of the president's plan, it includes churches. It includes places of worship, restaurants, sport venues. They can operate under distancing protocols, but they can operate. And so he's proposing a reopening plan. Now, some states have already started to reopen earlier, even this week.
So all that starts today then, May 1st.
All that starts today. That's the beginning of phase one. And so there's going to be some states that are going to drag their heels. And these are states that want to just put onerous restrictions. Michigan, Virginia is an example of some of those states where they have literally, like in Michigan, you can buy weed.
Like marijuana.
Right, but not seed.
To grow food.
Right. Now,
that's crazy.
Weed, but not seed. You can buy weed in Michigan, but not seed. So the governor of Michigan banned buying seed so you can plant fruits or vegetables and grow them yourself.
Which would eliminate people being involved anyway, so you could grow your own without having them to be processed or handled by other people. So that would make great sense.
I mean, so this is just, the restrictions are so crazy.
The control has gotten out of hand.
In some states, one of the counties in California, you can't have wind instruments to do the online service in the church, only percussion. The only time you could have wind instruments is if it was in your house, and somehow you're linking that into your online, but it has to be a family unit.
With only four people, I think,
so
right?
So you couldn't bring a friend over to participate in online service if they're not part of your family. Yeah, I think it's a
four
people.
And where is the science behind that?
There's no science behind
Who
it anymore
that?
than the governor of New Jersey failed to take into consideration the Constitution. He was asked, how do you square the restrictions on churches with the Constitution? I never thought about it.
Oops.
That's a little bit of a mistake, don't you think?
Yeah.
So the president has, you know, he's been tweeting, liberate Virginia, liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, and he is encouraging states to begin the process to systematically reopen America. We have also, by the way, chosen May the 3rd. And that
this
is
Sunday.
This coming Sunday as Reopen Church Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's consistent with the plan to begin the reopening process on May the 1st. And it's also the week of the National Day of Prayer, which culminates on Thursday, May the 7th. And so we're advocating or recommending Reopen Church Sunday should include appropriate measures of sanitization and appropriate social distancing between families. But churches may also consider reopening with a variety of service options, which may include a combination of 1, reduced seating inside the church, 2, parking lot services for those who cannot get or do not want to participate inside the church, and 3, online services for those who are unable to attend or who are in a higher risk category due to age or predisposed health conditions.
And you know, Matt, it's been so exciting to see the response of this Reopen Church Sunday, because we were created for fellowship. The church is an assembly. We are meant to gather. We need to encourage each other. And that even includes touching each other.
Yeah. And you know, if Hebrews 10, 24, 25 says, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. The Greek word for church is ekklesia, meaning assembly. The Greek word from where we get the word synagogue is also and means an assembly of people or a place of meeting. So that's the church. Now, obviously, churches are online. And they've been online before this. Churches, there are some churches that have only been online before this. There are churches that simulcast their service online. All of that is fine. But
it's
for
the
government
same.
To tell the church, and here's the thing, for the government, it's one thing for the government to give recommendations.
Right.
This is what you ought to do from a health standpoint. Frankly, if they gave recommendations, I think most people would follow that.
But it's another thing to show up with police officers giving out tickets and
on Easter Sunday to people
warnings.
In a parking lot service.
Think about the people in Mississippi, and they showed up giving $500 citations for showing up in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. The church.
They went from car to car.
Or the church we represent in Virginia.
So, you know, the government thing. With regards to churches has a different scenario. There is, for the governor of New Jersey who doesn't know this, there is something called the First Amendment. And it prohibits the government from interfering with the free exercise of religion. It prohibits the government from establishing a religion, dictating the kind of things that you do in your faith. It is not for a judge or for a governor or for a mayor or for a legislative body to tell you how to worship.
Perhaps we need to send him maybe our Patriots handbook.
Maybe we should do that, yeah. Give him a gift of the Patriots handbook that has the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence in it. So, you know, these governments, with regards to churches, yes, the recommendations, and I think most churches will follow the recommendations, but I don't think they have the authority one day to close the churches, and I don't think they have the authority. I never did think they had the authority for one day to tell you that it had to be 250 or 100, or now it's 50, or now it's 10, or in New Mexico it's 5.
And they certainly would take the appropriate precautions. I mean, nobody wants to hurt anyone else.
No
it's not about that
hurt.
At all.
So this particular Reopen Church Sunday is part of the whole phase one of opening America again, and it's going to be Sunday, May the 3rd. The Reopen of America phase begins today, May the 1st, and so this coming Sunday will be Reopen Church Sunday. You can go to lc.org, or reopenchurch.org, and we'll have information there. Come up with ideas about how you can do a combination to begin
be creative,
the process.
Think outside
we're not
the
saying
box.
Pack everyone in by the like sardines. No, not at all. We're saying the churches are in the best position to determine when and how best to reopen. Some churches may not choose to do anything on Sunday, but many churches will. And I think a lot of people are saying it's time to begin the process to reopen America. It is time to reopen the church. Reopening America Phase 1 begins today. We have announced Reopen Church Sunday for May the 3rd, this Sunday. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.